Here, now the Mishnah says, you know, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top, that are Orlo Uklai Kerem. Orlo, that's fruit that grew the first 3 years. Uklai Kerem, we have Klai in the vineyard. So they're both also Banor, both also teat. So our Mishnah says, Mitzrafim Zem Zer, if you eat a Chatzik Gezayis from this and a Chatzik Gezayis of that, you get Malkus, then Mitzrafim together. Rashi says the same way we said, but Tigu Bunayser, he roasted them Mitzrafim to be over love. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ein mitzarfen, no, they're not mitzarfen." Samar asks the question, "O mitzarch of Shimon letzrufe korim of Shimon? Do you have to have like a shear to be chayiv malchus to the kizayis worth of orla, kizayis worth of klai kerem? Today, since each one was only yichat to kizayis, you say it's not mitzarf together. Is that true? That why shouldn't there be mitzarf? Because you only have the chat to kizayis of each one. Mash mekorim of Shimon yipota. Furthermore, is that true? I have a tiny village of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says." That kol shulam alkus of Shimon is the one that says that for an oynish malkus is enough for kol shul, you don't have to have the kizayis. And Shimon shita is all Easter achila, but the Torah says nachil, even a kol shul is called an achila. So what does Shimon mean to say in the Mishnah stam mitzaref? So Mor says rather tani, learn like this, ein tzrichim mitzaref. Learn the Mishnah better that according to Shimon you do not need a tzirif. Because according to Shimon you chayiv each one separately for a kol shul. Now the Mishnah says, a beged, a cloth. The hasak, that's a sack. Or else hasak, a sack, the orange skin. Or else or, these all things, the clear kalim, made from skin. Or the hamafits, an or a skin, and a mafits with a mat. Es kulo mitzarfim zem zeh. Or mitzarfim zem zeh, le kabel tumma. Rashi says, a beged shu mitama gimel etzpos gumet voice. Lochas, if you have the beged, that's three its boys, but three its boys, if it makes touch it, it becomes tummy. If you have a sack, there the shear, the kabel tumas, to be four tfachim by four tfachim. Let's say you have only three tfachim of a sack, and you have another tefach of a beged mitzuruf, so together it's like you have four tfachim here, or that be big enough to makabel tumah. The same thing actually says, a beged mitzuruf for a sack, like it says, shakal shabishneim, we'll see, liabo alabo, b'chein each one, each one's a star for the other, and the same thing is sack and a star with the or, even though an or needs five tvachim by five tvachim, the same thing a mafetz needs six tvachim by six tvachim. So the more kind one is a star with the more chomedic one. That's a local kulam and star from zem zeh, to make up a sheer baker from a kabel tumma. The question is why, before we end the Mishnah, when the lochas or the shurim are different and I'm a star together. So this the Mishnah says, Amar Shimon says, Matam, what's the reason why here all these different types of cloths, like the Godmam and Star of Zel is there? If they shen ruyin the Tam of Moshev. Because it's possible they should all have the same shear for Tumas Moshev. Tumas Moshev means if a Zav sits on it, so there the Loch is, as long as he has the size of a Tefach by a Tefach, it's Rola Kabu Tumas Moshev. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, if you have a Kli that's made, Lekatrila, to be Moshev, so a Zav should sit on it, then even though it's made up from all different materials, or each material by itself, as long as you have a tefach by a tefach, it's enough to mekabel tumas moishav. So since nogeya tilchas tumas moishav, you all have the same shear, therefore even now, to make it serif to mekabel tumas anais, we also say it's sufficient for one to mitzarif to the shear of the other one. Now the Gemara says, Tony will learn like this, kitza mikulun, if you cut off different material from different pieces, like here, you cut off a piece of a beged, a piece of a sack, a piece of a sack, a piece of a skin, and kitza mikula and shloisha. So some familiar should not be girls the word shloisha, just kitza mikula means you cut off from all these materials and you made it together. For your main beged, you made yourself a beged out of all these materials, lamishkav, to sit on. So then shloisha. Then it has to be the size of three tfachim at three tfachim, and I'll be makabel tumas mishkav. Lamoishav, tefach, you want to have a tumas Moishav, it means the chetchilu you're making this beged right now that they should sit on it, a zav should sit on it. That's enough to have the size of a tefach. You put all these materials together, you have a tefach by a tefach, will be makabel tumah. Liyachiza, if you want to use something, Rashi said, just to hold, put around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving, that the string should not hurt yourself, then kol shu, even a little bit, because that's fit to be used, and that's a kli to makabel tumah. My lechiz, what does it mean to hold on to? Omar Reshlokish, Omar Rabbi Yana says, Shekein oimid lenavlo. that they use this now to weave with. Like when you weave and the string shouldn't hurt your finger, you put a little cloth around your finger to protect yourself when you're weaving. So this little cloth is fit to be used around your finger. Rashi says, you can roll waist the beged log the shumachle kamatfa, when you want to smooth out the threads for nariga. And then not to hurt yourself, you put a little beged around your finger, no matter how small it is, even a mashu, it's fit le kabotuma. But masnisaton, the brace you will learn, hoyu veroyu le koitzis teitenim, people that cut down figs also, they don't want the hands to get dirty, Rashi says, from the honey that will come out from it, the juice will come out from it, so they also put little material around their fingertips. So if that's the purpose of using this, even a small amount of a mashu is also fit to be used. That's called a beged. It'll be mekabel tuma. Now that's what it says here. If you cut out and put the pieces together for a beged of mishka, but shloisha, Rashi says, the mishka of Rashi says it means kolaymar. And chishav olav la'asos la'mishka v'mizgon la'toifroi b'ksos. You want to tie it on or patch it into a ksos, into your pillow or into a blanket. You can make it for a patch into your ksos, into your pillow. Shenikra svatam mishum mishkav. And certainly in Yechishuv l'moishuv, Rashi says, "Lasoyes etlo lebeged imesh breis lebeged tefach al tefach mitam mishum zav." So as the tefach tefach, there will be mitam mishum tav. That's the moishuv of the zav will be mitam of a tefach on a tefach. Hadron alecho kochim zech. The Kopon has to swear the Mishnah more sure means to say that the Mitzdarfin, since the rule of Tamar B'Moshev means for this Tumas B'Moshev, you see, they all have the same shear. If you cut off and make the beggar together, one size is Mekabel Tumas B'Moshev. Now the Mishnah says, Hanene Mina Hegdish, if somebody has Hanor from Hegdish, Shav a Pruta's worth of Hanor of enjoyment, Afo Pishloi Pogam. Even though he did not ruin the chayfut shel hegdish, he didn't ruin it, didn't make any pagam in it, still more, you're over the estamila for taking hanor from hegdish. Here is Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The chachomim oimin nechomim say though, kol dover sheyesh by pagam, anything that has the pagam means that when you use it, it gets ruined, it's a derech for it to get ruined, then loy more la sheyifkam. You're only over the estamila if when you use it, you ruin it, you try to make it worth less. But for shame by pkam, things that do not get ruined by using it, then the klal is kivan shenen. As soon as you have enough from it, more you're over the yisamila. Kate said, how does this come about? Nos no katla b'tzavor. Let's say you put a necklace around your neck. Or else tabas b'yodo. You took a ring from hegdish, put on your hands. Or else shosa b'kosh shazor. You took a golden cup from hegdish and you drank from it. So these things usually do not get ruined when you use them. And therefore, here, everybody agrees, kivan shenena mol, as soon as you have anor from it's worth a shava puton, you're over the yisamila. What's going to be lovish becholik? Let's say you put on a jacket. Kisa betalis, you cover yourself with a talis. Biko bekardam, you bang with a hammer of hegdish. Here, these things get ruined when you use them. And therefore, over here, the chum say, that loymor lach yifkum, you're only over this semila. When you used it, you ruined it also. You have to make it pagam, and two things. How you have to have hanor worth a shabapruta, and also it has to be a pagam. Now the Mishnah says, hanene menachatis. Somebody has hanor from a korban chatis that we had before when it's a bal mum. Kishichai, when it's alive, loymor lach yifkum. Since this chatis right now is a bal mum, it's aimed to be poidor, it has like a kedushas domim on it. And therefore, you're not over the estimilo until you ruin the value of it. You have to be pogam, do something to it. But kishimesa, once the chatas dies, then you can't be part of it anymore. Then it's not aimed l'domim anymore. Then it's just the kedusha of itself. Then the klal is kivin shenena mol. As soon as you have anor from it, even without ruining it, without making a pogam, then also you'll be over the estimilo. So I call part of the ratio to machlokes in Rabbi Akiva with a chomim toshid, that Rabbi Akiva says you're always over the estimilo just with nena. The Chum is saying, no, if it's a dove, sheish by pagam, pagam, you're not over the yisamila until you have a pagam, until you ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tony, wasn't a price like this, though, that Moedu Rabbi Akiva the Chum, Rabbi Akiva agrees to Chumim, that the dove, sheish by pagam, something that by using it usually gets ruined, that you need a pagam. So the Gemara asks the question, for my kopligi, if so, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chumim? Kurachom said the same thing also. They also said that something that needs a pagan, you're not obligated to give it to your pagan. So what should the kibbutz say? Not like that. So more so like this. Omar Rav says, I'll tell you, belavush mitzio umilbolei. So machlekes is a middle clothing and a very fine soft clothing. So Rashi says it means like this. Your undershirts that you wear, your underclothing, they probably get ruined. From rubbing against your body, they get ruined. That everybody agrees is called double shape by pkan. Your outer clothing also, since you rub and it gets cut, that's also considered a double shape by pkan. The question is, though, the middle clothes like a shirt that doesn't get rubbed so much. So here at Samachlik, and it's a very fine material, is this called a dover that's only pagan or not? That's Samachlik. So this, Rashi explains like this. The Omer Rava B'Lavush Mitzi, Rashi says, to loy lovish to mevachutz, not something we're in the outside, legamri, to mevush hachitzin pogam liyater. That's like a coat that you wear on the outside, that gets ruined very fast. And also, loy legamri b'fnim, not talking about like an undershirt that's very close to the body, somuk lepsaroi, to nami pogam, also, according to everybody, gets ruined very fast. Shemeshachich lebos, it touches your skin. Elo the machloekah series belavush shelavush pentayim. Looks like a shirt in between your undershirt and your jacket. Bein malbush elyon ubein atachto and sheina nifka matzvan ruba. That your shirt doesn't get ruined for a long time. That's the machloekah. Rashi says umilmoli means the beged shofishtim was a flax beged. Shedak piyos a very thin. Kamina begitin dovram nimlo. That's the machlekes over here. This is called the dover shesh by pkamanat. That the kiva holds, these things don't get ruined so fast. So therefore, these things are considered like you don't need a pkam. And that's what the kiva means in the Mishnah. That you're over the Yisra Mila on these things, just having hanor from them without ruining them. The Chum say no, this middle clothing, this shirt is also called something that gets ruined. And therefore, they hold you're not over the Yisra Mila until you ruin it. So that's the machlekes. But other things that are really aimed to be ruined, even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only over the Yisamila when you actually ruin it. Now the Gemara says, Tanur Abarnon by this. The Pesach says, Nefesh Echod. It says, Nefesh, the person Nefesh Kisim Amol, you're over the Yisamila. So the Darsha Nefesh means Echod HaYochid, V'Yechod HaNosi, V'Yechod HaMashiach. Whether regular Jew, whether the Nosi, the Melech, or whether the Meshuach, the Kohen HaGadol, if they have Hanor from Hegdish, they're over the Yisra Mila. Nefesh means anybody. Then the pasuk says, Kisim Omol, and you, if you take Hanor from Hegdish, you enjoy taking something from Hegdish. Izein Mol Elo Shinui. The Lashon Mol means changing it. You have to change the Dov Shel Hegdish. That's what the word Mol means. Like you took the Hegdish and you used it. You changed it, you took it out from Hegdish into Chulin. That's what the word Mol means. And the Chen Uev, the pasuk also says, Ish ish kishista ishtoi umol umol. Says by Parsha Vasait also, she made a meal on the husband. Means she changed, she went away from her husband. She had nus with somebody else, that's a saita. For Yom, another pasuk says, Vayimo bela.